What up, my people? This is Big L here. And before we get to the new episode, I just wanted to let you guys know where you could find us on social media. You could download the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, and most podcast apps. You could also check us out on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, at Pulling D's, or at Pulling D's Pod. We also have a YouTube and Discord channel, Pulling D's. Check us on up on there too. We have skits and videos for you guys to enjoy. And if you guys want to contact us through email, our address is pullingdsemails@gmail.com. All right, my people, enjoy the new episode. Peace out. What up, my people? Welcome to a new episode of the Pulling D's Podcast, where we take a trip to Smack City and talk about some pop culture right afterwards. I'm your host, Big L, with me as always.
Big Fred Diablo. You going to say Big Whip?
Yeah. I don't know where I was going with that.
Whip, you're going to bring out the Big Whip, huh?
No, Big Whip.
Oh.
The Whipple.
That's sexual, man. The Big Whip.
At Pulling D's at the dark.
Miss teacher Ernie B with the only spidey.
Welcome to another fun episode, guys. It's been a minute. Oh, I wanted to talk about too, because you know, I don't know if I ever told you guys, I'm like in a group chat with some high school friends, and we started like a fantasy football league and shit like that. Of course, yeah. You gotta have the dickheads to be like, oh, how's your podcast going? And we bust each other's balls, so they're like, oh, you know. I listen to your podcast when I want to go to sleep and shit. I just want to tell you guys, fuck you guys very much.
Yeah, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
Right at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah, fuck you guys. This is Smack City. We're coming from Smack City. We're on a nice and smooth tip. We're casually talking about pop culture.
Yeah, fuck you. I hope you don't get to sleep.
Yeah. These guys are like, yo, I can't have a fucking hobby. Some of these guys play golf. What the fuck is golf?
It's a wacky sport.
Yeah, it's a wacky sport ever. When the Dominicans always find like a sport to play and they swear to God it's like the best thing ever they discovered.
Yeah.
And with this guy's like golf. Oh, man. It's funny because we all went to all boys Catholic high school. Carlos Hayes High School. Shout out to you guys.
Call me Goldust.
Yeah. Yeah. Fred Diablo went there for half a semester.
Yeah,
before
man.
He got out.
Couldn't take it.
And because most of the guys there, like, oh, I'm lucky I went to a boys' school because I went to a co-ed. I probably would have been like a teenage dad or some shit. And I was like,
most of them would have.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, you're a lot of scumbags here. You guys need a Jesus to keep you. Then we had so many like priests or teachers that got fired for like inappropriate shit. Like mass scandals in Hayes.
Yeah.
So shameful. But yeah, guys, you could talk shit about my podcast. I don't care. But you guys are still fucking herbs. You guys are still the herbs from high school. I just joined your group chat just to rag on you guys.
I bet you their podcast is not as big.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're international, by the way, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Like, we got fans in Germany. Ever heard of it?
Yeah. Can't say it's the same Nightmare. About their golf career.
Yeah, you go play with a bunch of co-workers, all you guys in your 40s and 50s.
You stupid fucking golf bitches. Was that going too far?
It's all good.
Okay, cool.
He's the passive aggressive one. Did you say Elmer's podcast is boring? And he throws somebody else under the bus. I'm like, you fucking Herb. The funny thing about that dude is like he's related to us, Freddie.
Mm-hmm.
It's like weird. It's like he's like Albert's cousin on that side of the family.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Because I remember when I graduated, Albert came to my graduation to say hi, whatever. And he started talking to the dude. And I'm like, oh, well, why Albert? How does Albert know? I'm like, oh, because Bronx, whatever. They probably know each other from the neighborhood or whatever. And he's like, yeah, that's my cousin. And I'm like, oh, holy shit, I never knew that. So it was like, secondly, like, we're like cousins, but not really. They're like cousins on that side of the family. Yeah. Like, that weird shit.
He's still a golf bitch.
Yeah, he's still a stupid fucking golf bitch. Fucking died.
Somebody that probably died in the new Aquaman movie. I heard Fred Diablo has that inside scoop.
So you mean somebody that didn't die because he's too fucking pussy to kill this person?
They didn't do it?
Nope. They didn't do it. They didn't go through with it because they're fucking pussies. Guess who died instead?
Mara?
No, Aquaman's father.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Of course the old man has to die.
Yeah, yeah.
It's his time.
Yeah, you killed my dad in the first one. I'm going to kill your dad now.
Yeah, and they expect us to be sad about that.
Oh, no, Boba Fett died.
Oh, no. Oh, his dad. Oh, yeah. He was in the first movie.
Yeah.
That's the best thing to say about it. Yeah. He was there.
Yeah. He was like, though, is he Samoan? I don't think he's.
Oh.
The actor?
The Boba Fett guy?
Yeah.
Oh, Brother Samoan, man.
Yeah.
Getting killed in front of Khal Drogo.
So Black Manta, what, blew him up?
Yeah, like he burned the house down, and I guess he shot the spear at the baby, but then the grandpa got in the way.
Oh, okay.
He tried to kill that baby so many times in that movie, from what I hear. I haven't seen it. I'm just hearing it.
I was about to say, did you watch it?
No.
Or you just got the inside information?
I just got the inside information from people who went. I waited outside the theater and asked people about it.
Is the baby dead? Yes or no?
Just tell me if they kill the baby in this movie.
Yeah, Fred Yaw was just outside.
Yeah.
You pussies!
I went to three different theaters because the first two weren't playing Aquaman.
Hey, you were just yelling in there. You didn't kill the baby, you pussies!
People walking in on Matthew. Did they kill the baby? What are you talking about? Did they kill the fucking baby? Who are you?
Should they kill the baby?
Sir, this is a romantic comedy.
Theater.
Yeah. Does the baby die in this one?
Theater, so yes.
Because of the parents' neglect, because they're drug addicts.
Yeah. It was a black and white film. The father had a goatee. I'm smoking a cigarette.
Oh, man. It's crazy that this movie is doing worse than the Marvels, but like, I don't think there's like enough attention paid towards it, like how it was with the Marvels, because everybody's like, oh, MCU is... It's about to go down. It's failing and this and that. This is like the worst movie ever made. Then it's this happening. Shit drops.
It's happening. The MCU. The fall of the MCU is happening.
Oh, it's happening.
It's coming, Elmer.
Not even the X-Men could save it.
No, it's coming.
That's it. It's done for.
Yeah. It's been coming for 3 years. Get ready.
The haters are going to hate. And there was a whole bunch of movies that failed, and people are like, oh, you know, it's okay, because it's not Marvel.
It's okay.
I think part of it, too, is because like everybody's used to the DCU being garbage. So it's like, this shit failed. Like, we all knew it was going to fail. Nobody was going to go see it.
No. Yeah. I would have only saw it if they killed the baby.
Yeah. I was like, damn, this film is pretty hardcore. I got to watch it now.
Oh, went ahead and... Went through with it and killed the baby? Like, oh shit. I want to watch this movie.
So then Mara lives and they just continue being a family?
I think so. I think like it has a nothing ending, like after credits thing too. Aquaman is drinking and going, hey girl! And that's it.
I'm about to play Lobo.
Damn, Lobo, not Aquaman! He pulls up the Aquaman mask.
Yeah.
And just the same face, but with paint.
Yeah. Yo, what a way to close out your cinematic universe, Aquaman 2.
They close it out with the Aquaman movie.
Jason Momoa pretty much said it's probably going to be the last time he plays his character.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now he's going to play the character everybody thought he should have played from the beginning. And just made him fucking Lobo. Mm-hmm.
When I saw him in Game of Thrones, I was like, oh, Lobo.
Yeah.
Lobo.
He auditioned for the Batman role, too. Yeah.
That would have been a sick-ass Batman.
It would have been like that death metal Batman cartoon.
Yeah.
It would have been just like that.
A shirtless Batman with jeans. Yeah.
Hey, why is he fighting crime with no armor?
Why is he fucking badass, bro?
Yeah. He would have got taken out the same way he got taken out in Game of Thrones. Somebody would have just cut his nipple. And that's it. Gets affected, I'm dead.
Ow, bro.
James Gunn's gonna keep Jason Momoa around, I guess.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he is. He has his qualities to him. I think he'll work better as Lobo. I think people will go out to see that instead.
Yeah.
Of him as Aquaman. Him as Aquaman was so awkward to me.
Never got it. Never works for me.
So I would like to see him. I would like to see him as Lobo. It is like the worst kept secret ever. And we're probably gonna announce that shit soon. I'm excited for that.
We already knew before it was even announced. Just come out with it already.
Yeah, pretty much. Then James Gunn announced that Nick Hoyt is playing Lex Luthor.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if you guys remember Young Beast from First Class.
Yes.
He was also in The Menu. You guys ever watched that on Max? It's a pretty good movie. And it's pretty funny because this man, he auditioned to be the Matt Reeves Batman. He didn't get that. Robert Pattinson got it. Then he auditioned. He was one of the finalists for Up for Superman. And he didn't get that either. Yeah, so they finally just gave him a villain role.
First like, Beast. You
know, the switch up is coming. I'm interested to see how he does. You know, he played a good slimy character in The Menu.
And an X-Men.
And X-Men too. The Beast, he was just, I don't know what was the issue with him as Beast.
He hated the fur.
Yeah, he hated getting the costume. That. Yeah. By the second one, everybody was cured of their mutant powers.
Yeah.
Like Mystique stopped turning blue. Like
everybody has a human serum.
Yeah, it's just like...
Professor X had the I Could Walk Again serum.
Yeah, for some reason.
Look at my legs, I can walk again.
When you take the mutant powers away, he gets to walk again for some reason.
His mutant powers are what makes him crippled. It's probably what's the problem with everybody who's on a wheelchair. They just have powers.
Yeah, you just gotta get rid of your powers.
Yeah, get rid of your powers, whatever they are.
Now, would you like to see Lex Luthor as the main villain in Superman, or just him playing like a part?
I think it would be perfect for him to be like a good little. You don't know if he's good or bad, but at the end they show that he's the big bad kind of, and have a minor, final boss in the movie. But it shouldn't be like Zod or anything like that. I think that'd be too cliche.
Like a Brainiac.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, maybe they introduce a character like Brainiac, and he's like the big bad.
Yeah.
And everybody's focused on stopping him, and Luthor is like helping out. Because in the comic books, Luthor was like the star of Metropolis before Superman came along. So maybe they'll play that part of the relationship.
Yeah.
Which James Gunn seems like he wants to do, like just to focus on that relationship and see how it got to the point that they became like arch enemies and shit.
Or make Nuclear Man the villain.
Redemption from
Nuclear Man. Nuclear.
They actually had him in the comics.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think in the Jonathan Kent Superman book, he showed up. I gotta say, though,
when I was a kid, man, that fight was so cool.
Yeah, holy it was a sick. It was a sick design.
Yeah.
I think it was a sick costume. The powers made no sense. He looked pretty badass.
His scratchy, the radioactive nails.
I don't even know what was that about. I was like, instead of laser vision, heat rays from the eyes, just gave him long nails. Long black nails.
It was like Superman fighting Bad Superman. As a kid, I was like, whoa.
But it was like, and then it became like every superhero movie trope.
That you just
fight the evil version of yourself.
Yeah, every superhero fights a similar guy. How can we beat him? Let's be similar.
Yeah.
Let's be just like him.
Yes.
It's the only way I can think of beating him.
They mentioned also like 2024, the only DC stuff that's coming out is going to be the Joker movie, Joker Part 2. With Lady Gaga as Harley Quinn.
No, thank you.
And the James Gunn DCU is not going to start to 2025 with Superman, so it's going to be a long wait. Now you think that's going to hurt DC? Like, there's going to be nothing for that long?
I think so.
Maybe not.
Because you got to remember, too, that they still got that Penguin show coming out this year,
God.
With Colin Farrell. But you think it's gonna hurt it?
I think so, because I think like you said, this is my feeling, like the way you said before, how like people automatically see DC as a failure, that is like they're not even gonna bother.
Yeah.
So it's like, even if it's good, like it'll probably become a cult classic kind of thing. You know what I mean? Because people are not going to buy into it at the beginning, but they'll hear about it. And like, oh, this is actually good. You should watch it. And then eventually they'll watch it.
The first film is going to be Superman. So you think they're going to have that reaction towards Superman?
Maybe. Who knows? I just mean by that time, things are going to be like, because who knows? X-Men will come out, Fantastic Four or something. People are already hyped about it. They're so hyped about the MCU that it's the DCU's this seems like it's going to fail. Nice. I don't know, who knows? I'm just predicting. I'm too out of it right now, man. I don't know if you guys see, my eyes are closed, even though I'm fully awake.
We're getting over a few codes here on the Police Podcast. It was a rough week.
I wish I were there. I would slap Ernie to
slap him awake.
Get him back to his senses.
Ernie's gonna be like, nobody's gonna care about Superman. Get out of here, Superman.
Yeah, man. Who knows? You never know. People are probably gonna hate that idea of young Superman. They're gonna complain about him being too skinny or something. They're just gonna hate that it's about Lois Lane or something. I'm not gonna go and buy this. I'm not gonna go into the theater for whatever reason. They're just gonna hate assholes.
But of course, that's gonna come out. That's like an expected thing now for comic book movies to have that type of reaction towards.
Yeah, exactly. Everything's like negative now. You automatically think to yourself, oh, people are gonna complain about this, instead of just being like, this is gonna be dope.
But imagine
nobody's like happy to see anything.
Imagine all the AI art we're gonna get of like a buff bearded Superman to combat that movie.
They had a picture of the actor pre-buff, but he was wearing clothes, but you could tell he got strong for the role.
Yeah.
Getting there. Awesome Henry Cavill shit. And he had a beard. You're almost there. It's coming.
Yeah, all that picture's in circulation. The AI is going to do it. Don't worry about it. Yeah. They got it.
I just think the Joker 2 is going to be like insufferable. That's like the thing. I'm all the pretentious people that like shitting on comic book movies, but they love the Joker movie. Then they're gonna be like sucking the dick out of this one. Like, oh my god, it's so great! Lady Gaga is a way better Harley Quinn than Margot Robbie. Which, by the way, I saw Barbie.
Oh,
excellent movie!
Hell yeah, it was so good.
Yo, I was dying at the end because Jen swore that she's going for like a job interview. And then she was like, yo, I'm here to see my gynecologist.
Yo, I thought it was hilarious when Ken thought that horses were the leaders of the world because in all the pictures they show them riding horses.
Yeah, it was a fun movie and it made me like Margot Robbie more. And I was like, you know what? She should still be Harley Quinn, man. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, man.
Like, the fuck they doing with Lady Gaga? I don't want to see Lady Gaga. Man. She's here doing fucking commercials for migraine medication. I'm like, fuck, I want to see this. This ain't sexy.
Joaquin Phoenix should have just been the in-continuity Joker, man.
I don't understand about these fucking actors that they're like, they wouldn't want to do superhero films, but they do shit like this. And I'm like, yeah, you're doing a superhero film.
That's a superhero film. That's what you're doing right now.
Yeah, but they don't want to be tied down to a contract or whatever. And I'm like,
just fight Batman. Dude,
you're the Joker now. Like, you're part of the family now. Like, there's going to be people freaking out because you played the Joker. There's fans of you now because of the Joker. That's why I understand this shit. Like, people like just dipping their toes into the pool and not going all in. This other shit with the Robert Pattinson Batman. Now, the director, Matt Reeves, he's directing an Arkham Asylum show, right? But the show is going to be based in the James Gunn DCU. But it's not going to be based in his Batman universe. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The confusion that's going on right now? Because all this is going on because Robert Pattinson doesn't want to be connected to the DCU, or they don't want to be connected to the DCU. which is stupid because it's Batman. And it's just like, yo, you can't show up and just do a scene with Superman here and there just to make it fun.
Just find like another skeevy guy to be Batman. You look just like Robert Pattinson.
We have a possibility of there being three Batman. Three Batman in live action in some way. Because the Joker, too, might introduce Batman or some shit. Or introduce a character that's going to be Batman or Bruce Wayne somehow.
Didn't they show a young Bruce Wayne in the first Joker
movie? Yeah, so now they're probably going to age him up to be a teenager or whatever. Who knows? Then you got Robert Pattinson. Then you're going to have the DCU Batman, whoever that's going to be.
Yeah.
People are talking about Alan Richardson from that show Reacher.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, and he also played Hawk in the Teen Titans, Hawk and Dove.
Yeah, he was Raphael in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. The Michael Bay ones.
Yeah.
Oh.
He got jacked. He got like huge.
I was like, he's a little too big to be Batman, but then if he slims down to his natural state, I was like, oh, I could see it. That'd be an interesting choice. That was like a so off the left field, like casting suggestion.
To me, it just looks like a really cool cosplay. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't see him as Bruce Wayne, but him as Batman with the, like, thinking of like Batman, you know what I mean? Like the way he looks like that, like just bulky and huge. That's how I felt like he would be a cool Batman, but like just as Batman, not Bruce Wayne. Like, I don't see him as Bruce Wayne.
Oh, no.
Nah. He's giving me as big, giant dude. Yes. No. Yeah. Not suave, playboy Bruce Wayne. That's, I don't know. I don't see him doing that.
He's a little too clunky to be Bruce Wayne.
Yeah. He's a little too big, giant, muscle guy.
Who would you like to see as the Bruce Wayne and James Gunn's?
I didn't even think about that, man. I don't know. I don't know any actors now. All the actors I know are like old guys.
Michael Keaton.
Oh, God. That bridge has been burned to the ground. Orlando Bloom. Let's have an Orlando Bloom comeback season.
I don't know.
We'll see.
Some handsome guy.
I got faith in James Gunn, though. I think his Superman movie is going to be like interesting enough for people to get excited about it. You know, we're finally going to probably have a Superman movie that's actually feel like a Superman movie and actually have him fight like cool characters instead of, I'm going to fight a human, or I'm going to fight Lex Luthor because he made a whole freaking island of kryptonite for some reason. Shit like that. So I'm interested to see where they go with that. Oh, I don't know. Oh, you guys know that I saw Rebel Moon, right?
Oh.
And that shit was trash.
What?
How's that possible? Surprise. Like, you knew the story, what's going to happen, what's going to, you know. Every story beat, that every scene that happened in the movie, you knew it was going to happen. And I'm like, yo, this is like the most basic-ass story ever made. It starts off with the girl, Cora, her name is. That's the only character's name I probably remember. Because it was like the last Avatar Legends of Korra shit.
Yeah.
TV show. So I'm like, oh, Cora. I can remember that. But she was like a soldier in the Empire. And like she crash landed because she was running away from her past. She crash landed on this farm planet. And the people raised her. Yo, the first scene of this fucking movie, yo, by the way, is a fucking dick joke. Because the portals, the space portals in this thing, they look like vaginas. So the portal opens up, it's like a vagina, and the ship comes right through it, like the dick. And I'm like, yo, this guy is so fucking like high school.
Yeah,
like high school edge lord type. Yeah. Oh, it looks like a pussy. Let's make the ship look like a dick.
Vagina.
Pass it through. Chris.
And I was like, oh, this is the type of energy we're going to have here, guys. Look how badass everything is. You had fucking Charlie Hunnam?
Hunnam?
Yeah, Hunnam from Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
He was like the Han Solo type of character. Hmm. But, you know, with a twist. I don't know if you guys want spoilers.
He's gay.
No.
Not this time, Rennie.
No, he betrayed... he's the traitor in the group that you find out. And, like, he's, and I'm like, okay, you're gonna waste this character. I'm like, okay, you made us like try to care about this character. Like, you know, he's trying to. It's like the way he was. It was so corny too, and I was like, "There's something coming." Because the way he was acting was like, you know, you inspired me to leave this life behind of bounty hunting and to fight for something, for a cause, and I believe you could do it. Like, he was like Team Ho, you know. Then is okay. Then you go to the planet, and you're like, "Oh, he's gonna betray him right now." You got, you see it coming. There's no way he's not gonna betray these motherfuckers. But then they go to like different planets to recruit people because the Empire invades her, like her, the farm planet she's on. And of course, there's a scene like the soldiers about to rape one of the girls from the planet, and Korra has to save. Korra was leaving the planet because she didn't want to deal with the Empire there. But then she stopped because she saw the girl getting attacked, and she's like thinking about like just leaving or helping the girl. That old trope, like,
should I help? Should I not?
Yeah, then it just, there's like a whole slow motion action scene that follows afterwards. Jesus. And it's just like, yeah. And it's like, we have to fight now. And they go like recruit people from other planets. So they recruit like Jax from Sons of Anarchy. They recruit him first. And he's like, I know a few people. Then they recruit the guy who's enslaved to another guy because he owed him like a debt he never repaid. And this guy's like badass. He has long hair, no shirt. He's an Aztec warrior type of character. Like, and then he has to tame like a big bird. And the guy's like, if you can tame this bird for me, you'll be free.
That same not, big bird from Sesame Street?
No, it's like this big ass eagle type of bird, but it looks like a dragon type of thing. It's like Avatar. But it's just like him taming that creature just to prove, just to show us how badass he is. Because he has to talk to the bird first. He's like, I understand you because we're the same. We're in a planet that's not our own. That type of bullshit. You find out later that guy's a prince from a planet that Empire took over. And he's like a fugitive. So that was thrown in there. Because, of course, you have to make him like a prince or something.
He's a prince.
Yeah, he's a prince.
Wow.
Then you get like the Chinese lady who's, you know, the Jedi. With in the trailer, you see her with the two red lightsabers. So I'm like, yo, can you make it more obvious that you wanted to make a Star Wars movie?
Oh, yeah. There's actual lightsabers in this?
Yeah. They make a different sound though. They make it like a worldly. They make it like a worldly sound when they're on and shit like that. So you know, it doesn't. So they won't get sued by Lucasfilm.
They're legally distinct.
Yeah. So is that you get that character, then you get like the old general from the Empire that gave up his position because he didn't agree with the war. And now he's like a gladiator in a planet somewhere and they have to recruit him. Mm-hmm. But you never see him fighting anything. I think they're saving that for like the director's cut. Because you go to a gladiator planet and you don't show no gladiators fighting. It's like, yeah. It doesn't make sense. So I'm like, okay, they cut that shit out just to fucking show it for the director's cut probably. And it's like, there's going to be like a whole bunch of stories for each character I could tell. Because it's like the way they were like introducing at the end. Because at the end, that's when Jax betrays them. And then they actually just explain everybody's, each character's backstory while they're captured. That's the prince. And the Chinese warrior, Jedi warrior, lost her entire family to the Empire. And she's on a quest for revenge. And this guy was a general that, you know, left his post. And now he's the most wanted fugitive. And this is the lady who left the Empire. And now we found her again. And now she's the daughter of the Emperor. Like, big surprise. Like, she's connected to that. Yeah. It was just like, it's so bad, bro. It's just like, I know what's going to happen. And it's so stupid. Ray Fisher. This dude, bro. This fucking guy. This guy was just there just to... Like, I was surprised that he dies in this thing, bro. Because they build him up to be such a badass.
Who was he in the group?
Huh?
Who was he in the group?
He was like a rebellion leader. He was leading like a rebellion against the Empire. Okay. It was like a small army he was leading. It was like him and his sister. So they go to him and his sister for help. But he only agrees to help her with some of the soldiers that follow him. And his sister stays behind with her little army. So they split up and shit. I'm pretty sure she's showing up in part two or whatever. But then he gives like this big ass speech to his army, and he's like, you know what? This is what we're fighting for. This is what we're dying for. So let's go do our thing. And yeah. You know, getting people hyped up and shit like that. And just for him to die in the final battle, and just to die in the dumbest way, because he goes to take out a ship, right? So he has like a big ass axe, and he punches the axe right through the ship's hull, but he misses the pilot ducks, and then takes out a gun and shoots him. Like mad times. But he ends up bringing the ship down somehow, and he sacrifices his life that way. And I'm like, yo, this dude was like, I think he was actually in Justice League more than he was in this movie. And Josh Whedon's version too. So
that's crazy.
So I'm like, yo, dude, like, this is your boy, supposedly. And then he gives you this role. Like, you're supposed to get, like, the role to make up for all the shit you took as Cyborg in Justice League. Mm-hmm. And he just gives you a role just for you to die. And like, what?
Hoorah.
Yeah. The main bad guy, like the Darth Vader here, is the Francis from Deadpool. Yeah. So he's, of course, a typical bad guy that just kills innocent people for no reason and shit like that.
Because he's strong.
This motherfucker. Yeah, yeah. But the thing is, like, the fight happens. I'm like, okay, they're fighting this guy now in the movie. And it's like, this is part one, so I guess they're going to have fight somebody else in part two. Because he actually fucking dies. He actually falls off a tower and dies. But surprise, they bring him back to life somehow through magic.
Yeah.
And he's coming back to fight the crew in the part two now. And I'm like, that's fucking stupid. Like,
yeah, he's going to come back stronger.
Yeah, like, well, I don't even care about this character now. I just saw this character just fucking lose. You think I'm supposed to be?
Yeah, he lost the fight already.
Like, yeah, he's dead already. What's the point now? He's angrier now?
They're going to do what they did before again.
Yeah, pretty much. But now they're going to do the thing that I thought they were going to do and defend the home planet from the Empire. And I'm like, this shit could have been one movie, bro. Like, this shit really could have been one movie.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of cool, like, visually cool-looking stuff to look at, but it's just...
Would it have been better if it was a show, like an hour-long season of a thing?
Yeah, man, because I'm like, yo, this whole, your whole brand of being, like, the guy with director's cuts is Like, nah, man.
Yeah,
like, it shouldn't take you, like, 4 hours to tell a fucking story, man. Especially a story like this. It's such a simple-ass story. Like, it's Seven Samurai. It's the fucking Wild Bunch. It's the fucking Magnificent Seven. It's all this, all these movies that came out already. They're not more than 2 hours, bro.
Like, you could have.
Yeah. You could have just you could have just done that. Fucking Bug's Life. You know, just got an army to fight the big bads.
Yeah.
But yeah, Rebel Moon. I try to go in with an open mind, but it's just like, when you know, when it, well, once you see, like, everything happening and what's where it's going, you just, oh, come on. You're just being fucking lazy right now. And I'm so upset that it's going to be a director's cut of this shit. I'm not going to watch it. I'm not going to watch it because I'm not going to participate in that shit. Make the film you want to make the first time, motherfucker. Don't be giving us that shit. Like, oh, there's a way better movie out there. I couldn't put it in now for some reason. Have to wait a few months after it for it to come out for you guys to enjoy the full experience of part one. Because it's not even part two, part one. So they're gonna make part one again. And then give us part two, probably. Because part two is dropping in April for some reason.
When is the director's cut coming out?
I have no fucking
idea. Oh, you mean part one, part two?
Yeah. Part one, part two. I don't know, man. Like, he's really trying.
Yeah, it sounds like way too much.
Yeah.
I bet you his sleeves are rolled up right now.
His sleeves are rolled up. His tats are showing.
Mm-hmm. He's wearing a vest.
Blowing you guys' mind. Then he got the nerve to say that he has superhero fatigue. That he wouldn't want to go back. Like, nobody wants you to go back to superhero.
Nobody's asking him. That's why. Well, he's too pussy to kill a baby.
Somebody was like, this guy got some nerve talking about superhero fatigue. I'm like, motherfucker, this is like your dirt franchise. You're trying to get off the ground. Like, what's going on here? Remember his zombie movie that was supposed to change the world?
Oh, the zombie epic?
Yeah.
Army of the Dead, right?
The Army of the Dead. You're not hearing nothing about that anymore.
Wasn't it like
a singing zombie?
Wasn't there a zombie that could sing or something like that? Or like could play the guitar?
There was a zombie that got pregnant.
Oh, wow. See?
Yeah.
By a human.
I'm trying to think about if there was a zombie that played the guitar in this now.
Wasn't it something or something? Or like the zombie could talk or something like that? There's something that it was like outrageous at the end.
I think it was able to have babies.
I think like the last zombie says something or sings or has a guitar riff or something like that.
I forget what it is. They played zombie at the end of the movie by the Cranberries.
That's the message, that's right?
Yeah, I get it.
A song about the Irish genocide. So it's about zombies, though. It was a metaphor about war, guys. It's not about fucking zombies.
Nah, but zombie.
Yeah. Zack Snyder's like, you see, she said it.
It's about zombies. So, like, this should be in my movie.
I suggest you guys watch it, like, as background, if you ever have time, just to see, like, yo, this shit is pretty bad. Just to see what he was trying to do. And, yo, this dude swears. I don't know what it is with this dude, but it's just like, nah.
It's 2000 late.
Yeah.
It's something that you would have seen in 2002 or something.
Yeah.
Before it was like a cliche.
Fun fact, the two actors that played that character Dario in Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
The homeboy, fuck buddy. They're both in the movie. Francis, he's in there, and the main character's friend from the farmland. He's like the other guy who played Dario, and I'm like, oh, there you go. Two completely looking people playing the same role in Game of Thrones. That's when we should have known that the Game of Thrones didn't know what the fuck they were doing. You had one long-haired blonde guy with no facial hair. Next season, short black-haired beard guy.
Yeah, the audience would know.
Nobody's gonna notice.
That's fine.
I remember being like, "Who the hell is this character? How the hell are we supposed to know who this guy is?"
Yeah, like how did this happen?
Yeah,
I think it was a little worse than Don Cheadle replacing this dude. What's his name? Terrence Mann.
No. Terrence Howard.
Terrence Howard.
And me.
Yeah. It made it so obvious. I'm like,
he didn't say Maine once.
I'm like, sir, it was a light skinned black man here before. What's going on here? It's totally different character. But people got over that.
Yeah. So. Now he's in Armor Wars.
Yeah. Whenever that's coming out.
Yeah.
That'd be an interesting concept if they do it right. Armor Wars.
Yeah. Just
trying to get back Tony Stark's equipment and armors from the wrong hands. You could bring back Justin Hammer as the villain.
Bring in Tony Stark's AI as a bonus.
Eh. They didn't get to avoid that.
Yeah.
I don't think Robert Downey Jr. is trying to do that anymore.
Ah, man. Give him like a few billion dollars, bro. It's all good. They got that Disney money.
Just wait out to Secret Wars and we'll just recast everybody.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It's going to be hard. Like, they're definitely going to cast like no names for these roles that they
have. Oh, yeah.
Bring back Tony Stark and shit like that.
It makes sense for them to do that.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to do with the Black Gambit, too. So you get like a no name.
Yeah.
Black Gambit. Yeah.
They're going to get one of those New Orleans rappers.
Yeah. Like,
with the dreads.
With gold teeth.
With neck tattoos.
Yeah, I'm grabbing it.
He's going to have a flaming card deck on his neck. He's going to point to it like Colin Farrell as Bullseye. Eh?
Rogue is going to have the biggest booty.
Yeah. Come here, shorty.
Yeah, like comically large.
BBLs.
Yeah.
Be like, sir, that's ridiculous.
So big that's the only thing people will be talking about in the movies. Yo, you saw Rogue's butt in that movie? Why was it so big?
Is that every time she absorbs powers, her butt gets bigger?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And when she absorbs Captain Marvel's power, it turns into a BBL.
And she's twerking for no reason.
Yeah.
For some reason, she just starts twerking.
He's like, Gambit and Rogue, and he wanted.
Yeah. Gambit's just shuffling cards off the deck to Rogue, smacking Rogue's ass with the cards.
Yeah. 25% of the movie is going to be Gambit just trying to fuck Rogue. Please, come on, I just want to get on my face, please. You're not looking, you're not looking. Just touch it. The water is waist high, don't worry, no one's going to see. Yeah.
So Ernie, is either that or Channing Tatum?
Ooh, what's it going to be, man?
Choose to die? You still want to choose to have Channing Tatum
out of that?
Wow. Ernie really wants to see a Black Gambit then.
Yeah, that's what he wants. That's what he wanted from the beginning.
Yeah. You have Magic Mike right there. He's from Louisiana, right?
I don't know.
You can't get any better than that.
Nah.
Allegedly, he's from though. He probably lived there till he's like five.
Yeah, get a no name guy.
But haven't you seen those pictures of Channing Tatum's face Photoshop over that Gambit picture of him throwing the cards?
Yes.
Yeah, man. That's more than enough you need to know that he could play Gambit.
Nah.
You're not a believer still. You're not a believer.
Yeah.
He doesn't look the part, and I don't think he'll play the part. I don't see him charming. He's like a buffoon.
No, I hear you.
I feel like he could do it, man.
Hey, man, he's gonna show us what he got in Deadpool 3, man.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna tell you, if the audience want more Channing Tatum as a Gambit after that.
Once Channing Tatum shows up as Gambit in Deadpool, that makes him canon, Ernie. You can't take it back.
This is what'll be dangerous about this whole situation, right? I'm gonna break it down to you guys. It's already pretty much confirmed that Taylor Swift is gonna be in this movie.
Look at that.
Playing either Dazzler or maybe Lady Deadpool, right? Either of the two. I want to say Dazzler because I don't think they're trying to keep Taylor Swift in a mask, you know what I
mean? Yeah. As
Lady Deadpool. So you're going to have all her fans go to this movie, man. So there's going to be a lot of teenage girls in their 20s, going to watch Deadpool 3. Then they're going to be like, oh, Channing Tatum's in this? Is Gambit? Is going to be Gambit for the whole thing now? Is he going to be Gambit in the MCU?
Oh, now he's Gambit MCU. We're going to now watch all the movies that come out, and we're going to give Marvel all our money as long as Channing Tatum is Gambit.
Yeah. And, you know, the Swifties, man, they got that power.
Yeah.
They got that power with the money.
You just have to let it go, Ernie.
We're going to have a Gambit shirtless scene just because.
Yeah. He's still going to be wearing a sock in his head, but he's going to be shirtless. The Gambit sock.
When they get in, just do something. He's gonna be wearing a sock, no shirt. Then he's gonna be holding the pole, like sexually, like he's leaning down on a chair, like with the pole behind him, like suggestively holding the pole.
Like, and whenever anybody tells him anything, he's gonna be like, "What?" Because the sock covers his ears. If you notice,
why are you calling it a sock?
It's like a sock that you put over your head.
It you cover his whole head, though.
Yeah, but like, what would you call it?
With that like headgear thing that he has?
Yeah, like Gambit. A sock. It's like a sock.
He has his ears out.
He does?
He has his ears out?
Yeah.
No, Captain America has his ears out, not Gambit.
No, I think Gambit has his ears out too.
The ear holes have to be. I don't think Gambit has that ability.
Back again with another. You just showed me the Gambit comic story.
Oh, you just saw it?
He has his ears out.
Yeah, he has his ears out.
Oh, he has his ears out? Okay. No,
Okay. There you go. He just has that weird headband thing.
Yeah. The sock. Exactly. I think it's canonically called the sock.
At that time, Cyclops also has the same thing. He just has the visors over. He basically has that same thing.
It's like a headband.
Yeah.
Cyclops. Cyclops' head, he didn't have the headband in the 90s, did he?
Yes, he does.
He had blue on top?
Yeah, it's all this, no, but he just has the visors. Yes, he does, man.
I thought it was just like a visor with, that's it. Nah. And the clothes just come up to his neck.
What's happening?
You're remembering all wrong, Freddy.
Oh, man.
The Mandela effect, man.
The Mandela effect.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't think Gambit ever had his ears covered.
Cyclops has his ears covered.
Oh, so he has a problem hearing people.
Because this is visors.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, no, but that's not a sock, though. Does it come up to his forehead?
It does. Oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, yeah, you're right.
When it comes up to your forehead, it's a sock. If it covers this part, of, like the fade part of your hair, it's a sock.
Gotcha. You're right. It just goes all the way up here. His forehead is open.
Yeah, it just covers the sides. It's good. He's not wearing it. Jean Grey has a sock.
Yeah, she does.
Pretty much all the X-Men in the 90s pretty much had a sock, man.
Yeah, that was a huge 90s thing.
I think the costume designs of Cyclops with the knobs on his ears gave people the impression that he's able to control his blast that way. Because in the cartoon, wasn't that how he used his powers? Like, he would just adjust his fucking...
Yeah, he would always put his hands on the
like
side.
This. Yeah, like he would just always go like this or whatever.
Yeah, I'm like, that's not how his powers work.
No.
But wasn't it because he couldn't control the... How, you know... How much comes out of his eyes? So he has to wear the glasses to hold it back or something?
Yeah, I think the... circles on the ears part, like that's the part that controls like the intensity of the blast.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah, that's how I saw it.
Like he moves it around like the old school iPod, the circle. Like I think. Yeah,
he turns it up to 11.
Yeah, blast the shit out of you. Blast a hole right through your chest.
Yep.
Talking about holes to the chest. A lot of people are coming out from the Iron Claw crying their eyes out.
Yes.
People are really enjoying this movie, but they're saying this is depressing as fuck.
Yep.
Now, are you guys interested in to watch movies that just leaves you mad, devastated after you finish watching it? Or yeah. is it one of those things that you just watch it once and that's it? Because it's too much.
I would watch it once and then that's it. I've only watched The Wrestler. Remember the movie The Wrestler with Mickey Rourke?
Yeah, yeah.
I've only watched it once and that's it.
Oh, man. I still haven't watched that one yet.
It's, like, very depressing.
Did you cry?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Watch it again.
I wouldn't remember. I wouldn't remember it. I just remember being like, damn, this is, like, super sad. Just, like, depressing. Like, just the way the shit that he has to go through.
Hmm.
But yeah, I didn't cry. I don't think so. Iron Claw, a part of me thinks if they, because I know the story, but if they would have to lean into it a certain way for me to cry.
Yeah. If you were watching while somebody was electrocuting your nipples and your balls, you'd cry?
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
That's like, I'm surprised you said that already, because I think this would have been like the movie to make you cry.
I don't know. No, only because I think that, like, I know how it ends. I know that I feel like I expect it. Mm. I feel like people are crying like they didn't expect it. Or, you know what I mean? Or maybe they make it as the way it's directed, it would make me cry or something. It would just make me feel like depressed at the end. Who knows? But I'm like, I think, you know what I mean? I'm going there with, yeah, I want to watch it. And I'm going to watch it soon. I don't know when, but I don't think I'm going to feel like that depressed. Only because I know what happens. It's like I've seen the story. I know what happened. Yeah. And that's just going to be a movie for him. And I think, like, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to hit me in that way.
I always took you like a big family guy, so.
Well, me?
Yeah. Like, you're really big on family and stuff like that, so...
Oh, yeah, of course. I just think that, like I said, like, the idea of seeing the story, like, over and over again, like, I've seen it, and this is slow, okay, now it's just movie form.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You know? It's the same way, like, I don't watch The Lion King and cry, when Mufasa dies anymore because I've seen that many times.
Does he even have a heart?
Yeah. Tin Man.
Your daughter's watching and she starts crying. Yeah, what man. Are you crying for? Why you
crying? She doesn't cry either. She just watches it. We skip
you
it.
You Ernie, she don't cry. She's not showing any emotions to you.
Ernie would just throw his daughter down a mountain like Heihachi did in Tekken. If you climb out of this mountain, you're my daughter.
The first time I ever heard about this the story was like Dark Side of the Ring. Mm-hmm. The whole thing, and like when I like hearing about it, I'm like, God damn, this is like some wild shit that to be happening.
Yeah,
the story is so wild and out there that they had to cut a death out from the movie in the family. Yeah.
Damn.
So they cut the younger brother out.
Yeah.
Of the movie, and pretty much made like the middle one, like both characters, they made it into one character, right? And the reason why is just like the director was like, oh, you know, it just would have just thrown the pacing of the film off just to have another tragedy just like that. It would have been like repetitive, like for the movie, for it to be like, okay, another brother commits suicide.
Yeah, exactly.
So I get it. Even though I think Adam Devine would have been a great Chris just for that role because he's the short one that wasn't really athletic.
Yeah.
That he was just trying to wrestle just to
impress. He was like the one that loved it like the most.
Yeah, but he didn't have the body for it or the talent compared to his other brothers.
Yeah, he had what was brittle bone disease too, I think.
Yeah, because he was asthmatic.
Yeah. Yeah, his story alone is tragic in itself that they were like, we can't have this many tearjerkers. Like we have to cut some.
You're going to actually have motherfuckers commit suicide because of how the president is going to be about. Like,
yep.
Jesus.
Exactly.
It's wild. That story was so crazy to me. I don't know why they all felt that way or...
Yeah, it seems like it was, from what I gather, it seems like the father made them, like, compete for like, his love, in a sense.
Yeah.
And it's, like, to a point where they had to stick together and be, I don't know, they had to tough it out. And had to, like, the only way they could do it, doing it together. And then so one of them tragically dies, and then it just becomes a domino effect of just... horrible things that happen after that, and then just the one older brother is the only one that can lift the tale, and it's super sad. And I'm sure if it's directed in such a way, I feel like, oh shit, this is gonna be like some sad shit.
Yeah, but who knows? I trust it because it's like, is A24 great film company? Their movies they're always careful what they put out there. And they always put out quality stuff. I really want to check out this movie. I think there's a lot of stories like this in the wrestling world that would be interesting to see on a big screen. Because it's like a lot of these guys are dealing with some real life shit as they're like wrestling. And one movie that everybody wants to see now is like the Eddie Guerrero story. Mm-hmm. Which makes sense because it's like the perfect like story. Yeah. It has everything you want from one of those movies. And then I see like people fan casting Pedro Pascal as Eddie Guerrero, and I'm like, yo.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
That'd be amazing. That just give him the Oscar already.
Yes.
I'm dead ass, bro. Like, yo, he'll just kill that shit, I think. Like, especially if he gets into the role. Because Eddie Guerrero's story is ridiculous, bro. Like, this dude is, I don't want to say that it's stereotypical wrestler, but like the definition of wrestler is.
Yeah.
Like the discipline or whatever, or the lack of discipline he had, like with his drug addiction. But what it took for him to come back from that. Yeah. And I'm like, hell yeah, that'll be like a great like wrestling movie.
Hell yeah. Like he's also comes from a wrestling family, but in like the Texas, Mexico, that area. And he's the youngest, and basically, like, he was the one that, like, came up at a time where it started getting, like, big, and he was, like, the wrestler's wrestler kind of thing. And he was, like, a small guy, but, like, freaking could wrestle like crazy. So right there's already, like, a Rudy type of story there. Like, you're the small guy. Nobody, you can't make it in this world, but in this business, so he has to overcome that, and then eventually, like, he gets in the big time, but he fucking becomes addicted to this and that, and I think it was like painkillers because he got injured or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it got to a point where he was like ripped as hell, but he was like super skinny, and so he was like on drugs and freaking got fired and got rehired. All this bunch of shit. Like freaking almost got divorced from his wife, you know? All these things. Then he finally comes back and he becomes world champion. Like he freaked, that's the story in itself.
That'd be a great story to tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That whole promo with him and Brock, that would be like the tearjerker that I bring everybody, like, yo, this is a great film. Like,
man, that's true.
And Pedro Pascal doing that, the delivery, like, I know he'll kill it with that.
Hell yeah.
So I would just want to see it just because of that one scene alone. But like his whole story in general has just been, like you said, it's just an interesting story that I think people fucking go out in droves to see, especially like the Latino community.
Hell yeah.
Fucking Eddie Guerrero movie. Pretty much the whole state of Texas probably go see that shit opening day.
Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, they got other films like that too. Like, what else? Like, I really can't think of anybody like another wrestler like that.
Yeah, I don't know. We mentioned this before. The only other one that I could think of was Shawn Michaels but it's not like a tragic story. It's more of another one of those. I my career ended. And I was addicted to drugs, and I found God, and you know, which Eddie Guerrero also, he found God too.
Yeah,
when he came back,
praise.
You know what I mean?
And the thing is, I don't know. I know he's your favorite wrestler or anything, but I just don't think Shawn Michaels has that appeal for people to be like,
yeah,
to get behind.
Yeah, because I feel they would hate him, and the story they would eventually hate him.
Yeah, because it's like all the grimy shit he did
when
he was like on drugs or whatever. You're like,
this
guy's pretty much an asshole.
Maybe an action movie based on Stone Cold Steve Austin.
An Ultimate Warrior movie.
Another one would be Bret Hart.
Bret Hart, yeah?
Yeah, there's another wrestling family guy who's made it to the big time and then had to be given the ball when Hulk Hogan leaves, and he wasn't drawing money, but he did what, like, they kept fucking misusing him. Like, they kept using him in a sense. Like, when they were brings, like, I think I mentioned this in one of the podcasts, where it was like they're like, okay, we're gonna give you the belt, and then eventually Lex Luger comes along. They're like, oh no, we're gonna give Lex Luger the belt. Oh no, we're not gonna give him the belt. We'll get back to you. Yeah. And then it was like, oh, no, oh, Diesel came along. You know what? We're going to give it to Diesel. He's going to be the man now. And then, oh, that didn't work. Oh, okay, we'll give it back to you. And then Sean came. It was a lot of that. They used him as like Vince used him in his back pocket. And it was almost like he wasn't meant to be the man, but like the fans wanted him to be the man. You know what I mean? Because like he was loved everywhere.
Yeah. But that's why I think a Bret Hart movie would just be about him just getting screwed over. It's so sad how his wrestling career went out because fucking Goldberg screwed him over.
Yeah, like, he kicked him in the head and gave him a stroke and all this shit. Yeah,
by being a shitty wrestler.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
I feel like the only other movie that would work would be an Eddie movie.
Yeah, Eddie movie would be perfect. Nobody wants to see a Chris Benoit movie because that's just too fucking... Not to get dark here, bro, but did you hear like how he took his son out?
Thought he was asphyxiating him.
Yeah, but he did like the fucking crossface. That's a rumor that he fucking did the
crossface. No, it wasn't.
Somebody was saying that shit. That's how
he smothered him.
It was smothered.
With a pillow. That's what I heard.
This is some sick fucks out there.
That's like somebody making a joke, and it's like a very bad, dark joke.
Shit, man.
It has to be, because it's like, really? Come on.
That dude, what a piece of shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not worth it.
Yeah. Like, he was such a good wrestler, too, man.
He was.
He was just... You don't, there's no way for that story to come out.
The thing about that whole situation, and this is why people are like 50-50 with him, like being fans of him or not,
yeah,
is the fact that it was so out of left field.
Yeah.
What the hell just happened? I mean, like, this is somebody who they thought was like the nicest guy, would, you know, give you his shirt off his back kind of guy, and, you know, he was a whatever, right? And like someone who was respected, and then out of nowhere that just happens. It's just so wild that there's people who are like split. They're like, no, I hate that guy, he's a piece of shit, blah blah blah. And then some people are like, yeah, but he was also a good wrestler. Can we do this? Can we do that? And this, I already stopped. I'm like, why do people keep talking about it? Like him being in the Hall of Fame or something. It's like, why do people keep talking about it?
Nah, there's so much.
It's never gonna happen. Just let it go.
I think I saw an interview with Paul Heyman when he was talking about Chris Benoit, and he was like, yeah. Great wrestler, whatever, great matches, piece of shit. That's it. That's all there is to it. Piece of shit. He shouldn't get recognition for anything. He had his time, but he ruined all that.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, it's sad for some people to realize that your favorite wrestler is not gonna be acknowledged. He fucked up. He did a terrible, fucking terrible thing.
Yeah. That Owen Hart movie would be another tearjerker.
Yeah, that shit. The younger brother.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it would be like him just being the youngest. And like he was like the wisecracking. Like right away, they would build him up as like someone you would love. Like just a fun-loving like guy who just cared about his family and stuff. And was on the road, but like always wanted to be at home. And then eventually, like, some crazy shit happens, a fucking bad accident, and done. You know what I mean? He's dead.
It'll be some La Bamba shit.
Yeah. Definitely.
They can make an Andre the Giant movie, but it's like a fictional one, where he's like a giant that comes from a giant land to wrestle in the United States.
Like some high grade art indie film type of thing. Yeah. My Life with Andre.
Yeah. And it's going to be like, this all could lead to like one big cinematic universe crossover.
So like The Rock is going to be like from like a rock family.
Yeah.
Like all these people who are like rock people. Yeah, maybe. Like it could be that. Is one of them.
His history is not spicy enough, so he needs that.
Yes.
We're gonna find out where Parts Unknown is.
Where it's going to be a Kane movie.
A lot of possibilities.
Yeah, a lot of possibilities.
I think it's a good time to end the podcast on that note. Good wrestling ideas before they steal it from us.
Yeah.
Yep.
We have recorded, so it's all good.
Yeah.
We own the cinematic universe.
We have that. Yes. Yes. Andre the Giant, Ultimate Warrior. Who else?
The Rock.
The Rock.
Who's going to be like the Thanos?
Oh.
Undertaker?
That could be, yeah. That could work.
He could be like
Papa Shango.
There could be like one heel who's trying to gather all these crystals to bring back Undertaker. And once he does, Undertaker comes back and everybody has to work together to defeat him.
That'd be Paul Bearer.
Paul Bearer, yeah.
Be the henchman.
Or we could just straight up just do a live action cartoon, like the cartoon from the 80s with Hulk Hogan and them.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be great.
Like the bad guys versus the good guys. The race against time.
Heels versus faces.
Yeah.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah.
The fate of the WWE is in the hands. The good guy loses. The bad guy runs the show.
They should do a revamp of the Rock and Wrestling cartoon.
Rock.
And then at the end, when you think about the good guys are about to lose, Macho Man Randy Savage comes in and saves the day.
Ooh. Nice. Finally getting his time to shine as the number one guy. I think I would rather have seen, like, being older now, I would probably like to see Randy Savage as champion at one point. Like, he was? I thought he never was champion.
Yeah, he was 2-time WWE champion. And I think maybe 3 times WCW champion.
Oh.
Maybe more. Maybe.
But I'm like talking about him being like
the man. Yeah, only because like when he won it the first time, WrestleMania 4, it was because Hulk Hogan was filming. Hulk Hogan was there, but he was filming No Holds Barred. They needed someone to be the man for that year. Yeah. And that's when, then eventually he turned heel turn his back on Hulk Hogan and faced him at lost to him at WrestleMania 5. And then eventually, then in 1992, WrestleMania 8, he beat Ric Flair to become the world champion. And then lost it to Ric Flair, I think, a few months later. But then that's when eventually Ric Flair lost to Bret Hart, and Bret Hart became the man.
Damn, that point of Ric Flair's career is never mentioned, the old WWE shit. When they're like talking about the new generation and all that other shit, you don't see Ric Flair.
Because he was at the end of the golden era.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Even when they talk about that, you really don't see Ric Flair popping up like that in the talks for some reason.
Yeah.
You talking about him losing the belt to Ric Flair, I'm like, yeah, I keep on forgetting Ric Flair was like in WWE back then.
he was in the greatest Royal Rumble match ever, 1992.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he came out the third one, and he stood to the end and, like, won. It was like, you know what I mean? It's basically the best. It's the best Royal Rumble match. It has everybody there is like a Hall of Famer. Yeah. Now, you know what I mean? Like almost everybody, not everybody, but it's one of the best ones.
Mm. Well, there you go.
The one Royal Rumble that he won is the best Royal Rumble.
Best Royal Rumble. Mm-hmm. According to DJ Ernie B.
According to the world, bro.
Oh, shit.
To the wrestling world.
Yeah, say it with your chest, Ernie. Best there is, best there was, best there will be.
Best in the nation.
Guys, remember, guys, opinion like assholes.
Yeah.
Everyone has one. Now we're just a couple of assholes with some opinions. Thanks for listening, guys.
Peace out.